Hello, hello. This is Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries or the gym for your Help Meet tips today. So we are basically in a war. I'm just going to start as quickly as I can because it is an important concept, an important subject. So I need you to stay with me. But right now it is exceptionally important that I get the attention of all the help meets that are suitable or preparing to be suitable. Thank you so much for joining me. Let me just say, I can tell in the spirit that so much is going on right now. So much is happening. God is about to pour out his blessings on the church, and the enemy is in his last ditch effort mode. He's in that last ditch effort. And what is happening is so many marriages, so many men are coming under attack. And we are all also coming under attack. However, helpmeets have a set of skills that God has put on the inside of us to prepare us for such a time as this. I need every helpmeet to hear me. Not only hear me, but send the messages to other helpmeets. We have to get on guard. Helpmeets have a particular set of skills. So I was preparing, I was praying, I was looking over some things today, and I was like, you know what, devil? Not on my watch. Not on my watch. I'm seeing not only attacks coming after my husband, but attacks coming after all types of men in the kingdom. And we cannot just sit back and just decide, oh, I'm struggling myself, so he's on his own, or he's not acting right, so I'm not gonna do it. No, we cannot just sit back and think, oh, it's no big deal. The devil knows if he can get the help me out of place, then he has more direct access to every priest, prophet, and king. I need helpmeets to come with me, to join with me, to have a better understanding that, wait a minute, if God says that I am a helpmeet, then I want to be suitable, and I got to put my suit on. I have to put my military suit on if that's what it takes. So I was thinking, you know what? Years ago, I saw the movie Taken. There's a movie, and if you're not familiar with it, there's a character in the movie. His name is Brian, and someone basically kidnapped his daughter. It's a very, very, very popular statement in the movie. But basically, they were calling this man for ransom. And he was saying, you know what? If you're looking for ransom, I looked it up. He's like, if you're looking for ransom, I don't have money. But what I do have, and this is where it's a very popular statement. What I do have is a very particular set of skills. I know when people say it a lot of times, they'll say special set of skills, but really in the movie, he said, I have a particular set of skills. What I'm looking for is to have an army of helpmeets that can say, you know what, devil? I have a particular set of skills. That thing hit me this morning and I was like, wait a minute. I have a particular set of skills that is set and ready to cancel every assignment that tries to come after my husband, tries to come after my finances, my ministry, my marriage, anything. And this man said, I have a particular set of skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let me, in the movie, he said, if you let my daughter go, it ends right there. However, if you don't let my daughter go, I will look for you. I will find you and I will kill you. We need to get that type of attitude. Help me share this broadcast. This is so good to me. I have a particular set of skills, devil, that are particular to cover and pray for and uplift my husband. So if you let him go now, I won't torment your demons. If you leave him alone, if you leave my household alone, I won't torment you or your demons. However, if you continue to bother me, my husband, or anything that belongs to me, I will look for you, I will find you, and I will kill you. See, we have to have a better mentality in the body of Christ. We're getting weaker and weaker and weaker in the body of Christ. And there's nothing in the Word of God that considers us weak. Mm-mm. In fact, we have the weapons of warfare. We should be the ones looking for the devil. You know what? I'm not afraid. No longer am I on the reactive, but I'm on the proactive. What? This has bothered my husband in the past. I'm gonna just come after this now. Shut it down to make sure it does not hit my household and it will not touch my husband. When you mess with my priest, prophet, and king, that basically means you have messed with me, which means you come up to my particular set of skills. My particular set of skills are specifically tailor-made to cover my priest, prophet, and king. So every helpmeet has a particular set of skills. Every helpmeet should know, what does my husband need? What do I need to fight in terms of the good fight of faith? What do I need to know about what I should do to cover my husband? And if the enemy, you know, gets a little sneaky and he does slip in, wait a minute, I should be able to sniff that devil out. Every demon that's trying to come against my husband, whether it's generational curses, whether it's things from his past, whether he's going through something right now, I don't care what it is. When you are a helpmeet suitable, you raise up against the devil. You don't sit back down. You raise up and say, oh, really? You think you're coming after my husband? I have some news for you. I have a particular set of skills. And here are my skills. I have weapons of warfare, and I'm dangerous for every demon. See, there are more angels that are willing to fight alongside me than there ever will be demons. So therefore, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to cower back. I don't have to sit back and watch my husband suffer. No longer will that be the case. I'm looking for helpmeets who will come and fight a good fight alongside me. We're banding together as a helpmeet army. We're not going to just sit back and, oh, let me learn a little bit about faith and let me get a little bit of healing. You know what? That's really good and that's very important. I'm a counselor and I know that that's important. But when you're a suitable helpmeet, you can sniff out in the spirit that something is coming against the men. Something is coming against our kings. Something is coming against our husbands. And if you're not married yet, you better learn how to fight now, because the enemy will eventually come after your husband and you need to know how to fight. When we sit back and we go, oh, I'm just so tired. Oh, I just don't know. Oh, he's acting up. Oh, read your word. Read your word. What are we supposed to do? We're like, wait a minute. I'm going to shake off this depression. I'm going to shake off this tiredness. I'm going to shake off this frustration, because I don't have time for that. Because I'm set to stand guard and say, wait, oh, are you bothering the man of my house? Are you bothering the man who's covering me? Oh, no. I'm going to help him. I have to help him. You know, no one wants weak help. But nobody wants weak help. So I've been a little too, you know, maybe sweet with this whole mindset. And so when I thought about that movie, I said, you know what? That man, Brian, in that movie Taken, he was basically saying, you need to know you messed with the wrong man's daughter. So I'm trying to raise up helpmeets that will say, oh, devil, you have messed with the wrong priest, prophet, and king. You've messed with a helpmeet that has a particular set of skills. We're going to work those sets of skills. You know why? Because the Word of God gives us weapons. We have weapons of warfare. We need to get together and come together. Now we have unity. So not only do I have a particular set of skills, but I'm raising up an army of helpmeets that have a particular set of skills, and we can come after the devil together. And we can come after the devil and every demon and every assignment that tries to hinder our families. We have to get stronger helpmeets. Women of God, we've got to get stronger. We've got to realize the devil has nothing on a helpmeet that understands her power. I'm going to say that again. Because the devil has nothing on a helpmeet that understands her weapons, that understands she has a particular set of skills. See, when you're suitable, your set of skills is particular. My set of skills comes after perversion because that's what my husband struggled with. My set of skills comes after addiction because that's what my husband struggled with. My set of skills comes after rejection because that's what my husband has had to deal with all of his life. See, I have a particular set of skills that God has placed on the inside of me. Now, I can sit back on those skills or I can raise up and say, the devil is coming after my husband and he's having a little trouble today. Oh, wait, what? What is it, honey? You're having trouble with rejection, abandonment? Oh, no, not on my watch. Let me get on my knees. I don't even have to get on my knees. Let me call down fire on every demonic assignment that's trying to hinder him or his walk or his destiny or his purpose. This is not what we're going to do. We're not going to sit back and have just a bunch of helpmeets whining and complaining. Sorry, I am a counselor to my heart. I love people. And I'm not saying we are ignoring our feelings. We don't ignore our health. We don't ignore that we may need to heal. But there's a time when you got to roll up your sleeves. There's a time when you have to say, wait a minute, I'm going to put that aside. You know what? I'm going to come after this depression demon in a minute. But right now, it's time to roll up my sleeves and fight the good fight of faith. So the scripture for this, I want to give it to you quickly. Because we're going to do some damage to the kingdom of darkness. Messing with helpmeets and messing with our skills and then coming after the priest, prophet, and kings, that should not be all right with you because it's not okay with me. Ephesians 6 and 13, familiar scripture, but it never gets old because there is no soldier that's going to show up for a war without first putting on every weapon that has been issued to them. Why would you go to battle without every weapon that's been issued? You don't take one weapon if you've been issued five. You take all weapons with you. You become a mighty warrior. You become one that should be feared. Should be feared. That's help me tip number 31. Help me should be feared by the enemy. Wait. I'm going to take a Selah moment. Helpmeets should be feared by the enemy. So if the enemy is walking up into your house and doesn't fear you, you have a helpmeet issue. You have a helpmeet issue. The demon should say, devil, please don't send me to Yvette Benton's husband, please. Because the last time we tried her, it didn't turn out well. Please, devil, don't send me to Yvette Benton. She's a suitable help me because she puts that suit on. And then when she even thinks we're coming, she raises up. She's been fasting. She's been praying. She's always decreeing and declaring, speaking to her husband, asking him what he needs because she has a particular set of skills. Don't even go there, devil. I don't want to be assigned to Yvette Benton. Is the enemy concerned about being assigned to your king? Because if he has a helpmeet that's suitable, he should be worried. I don't want to be the demon that's assigned to anyone, to any man that's connected to a helpmeet suitable. That's what I'm raising up. And up an army of helpmeets, not just helpmeet suitable, but an army of helpmeets that are suitable. An army, because maybe if I refer to the helpmeets as an army, I won't keep hearing all the, well, I don't know, and I'm not sure, and that's not what your king needs, and that's not what God has assigned for you. So Ephesians 6 and 13 in the Amplified Version, I'm going to read it quickly. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God, which means it is possible to put on an incomplete armor if the Bible says put on the complete armor. And don't just put it on for you. Put it on in the spirit for your husband so he can be protected. That's what a suitable helpmeet will do. Put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day. See, we get it twisted when we think Ephesians 6 is only about resisting the devil for yourself. But if you're a helpmeet suitable, You're standing your ground in the evil day of danger and haven't done everything. Here's the question, helpmeets. Have you done everything to protect your king? Have you done everything to protect your family? Have you done everything to cancel the assignments that are coming against your marriage? Have you done everything? Because we're going to put on the complete armor of God so that we can say we did everything that the crisis demands. We sit back and we say, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Really? Really? I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Oh, okay. All right. That the crisis demands to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious. See, we get to the victorious part and we want to cry out, oh, I'm a child of God, so I'm victorious. But are you fully prepared and are you immovable? That's a word right there. Are you immovable? Should the devil be able to come in your house and just move you out of the way? You're not suitable. What I need right now is helpmeets that are going to join together with me and say, I am unmovable. Satan, you're not getting past me to even come close to my king, because I've got this. I have a particular set of skills. That's the declaration for today. Because you are a helpmeet with a particular set of skills. So dig deep, helpmeet, and find out, what are your skills? What does your husband need? What does your family need? And what did God provide for you so that you could fight the good fight of faith, so that you could be immovable? Oh, I'm immovable. Satan, you're not moving me. I'm here because my helpmeet has, my priest, prophet, and king, he has some things to do. He has some declarations to make. He has some things, some people to cover. He has to sit and be able to pray and hear from God. And if he's out of place, I need to pray for him so he can get in place. I'm not going to make all these excuses as to why I can't cover him. I'm just going to get my skills together so that I do cover him. We're going to cover the priests, the prophets, and the kings with our particular set of skills. So again, just like Brian from the movie Taken, he said, I don't know who you are, but I don't have money, but I have a particular set of skills. And I'm going to declare, because I'm a child of God, I do have money. I am wealthy. So I not only have money, but I have a particular set of skills that make me a problem for the devil. I may not know where the devil is, but I know, I can tell in the spirit, he's trying to raise up and hinder or harm or distract. There's definitely an assignment that's trying to distract the people of God, especially trying to distract the men of God. They're distracting. Satan is trying to distract them from understanding their call. Satan's trying to distract them from understanding their gifts. Satan's trying to distract them from knowing their place in the home. But if that man has a helpmeet that is suitable, that's coming together in this army of helpmeets, putting on their whole armor, knowing that, know what? No devil in hell is getting to my priest, my prophet, and my king, because I am immovable. So, do you have a particular set of skills? Here's what you need to do. If you have a particular set of skills, you need to make sure you're sharpened in those skills. If you do not have those skills, you need to get those skills. You need to get the book and the workbook that I have written, Help for the Helpmeet. Look on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. If you're spiritually drained, then you've got to plug in to the one who can fill you. This is not a war that we go into by ourselves. This is a war that God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So whatever you already did, you've got to do it again. Whatever you need to do again, God will give you the strength to do it. There are no helpmeets that are suitable that can say, I don't have strength, because they can go to the one who gives them strength. You can ask God to increase your faith. You can ask God to give you more strength. And that's why, not only that, but we can come together as helpmeets suitable and say, I'm immovable. When you're immovable, you don't say, I can't do it. You say, okay, God, what do I need to do it? There's a difference. What do I need to have enough strength to continue? Who do I need to go to? What do I need to connect with? What do I need to purchase, buy, read, deal with. Whatever I have to do, I am immovable. Satan, you're not moving me from my post. I'm not moving from my post. I might be tired. I might even get a little weary, but I'm not going to get to a point where I'm so weary in well-doing that I move from my post. I'm going to connect with who I need to connect with. I may need to fast again. I may need to pray again. I may need to read this word again. I may need to worship. Whatever weapon I have to pick up, that's the weapon I'm going to use to make sure that I am not immovable. We're going to talk about how tough it is to be a helpmeet and make sure there are no excuses. I'm going to be a helpmeet suitable. It may be difficult, but I'm going to get sharpened in every weapon that God has made available to me. So we're going to put on our whole armor. We're going to put it on them. We're going to do what we need to do because we are helpmeets that are suitable and we have a particular set of skills. Well, that's the helpmeet moment.